Hello and welcome to channel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 news. I am your host, Claire Bicknell. Today is March 4th, 1933, and we have some great stories for you. Up first, the Great Depression and how it may affect you and your family. After that, Hoover's sad attempt to fix the Great Depression. And is it working? But it doesn't matter anyway, because New York Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt has won the presidential campaign by a landslide. We have a recap of the 1932 election for story 3. After that, we send a reporter to the Capitol, aka Washington, D.C., to visit the White House for inauguration and listen to our new president's opening speech. Thank you for listening to channel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 news, giving you a friendly reminder not to buy those new television things. And let's go to Paige telling us about the Great Depression.
Today is March 4th, 1933. So far in the Great Depression, unemployment rates have gone up tremendously. 5 years ago, in 1928, the unemployment rate in America was at about 3.1%. As of right now, the unemployment rate is at 25%. The Depression has also affected the farmers because they can't sell their food or their land. Because of the Great Depression, many Americans have been made homeless and starving. Due to unsteady income, many people cannot afford to pay rent, and a tremendous amount of people have been evicted from their houses. It has also forced people to give up school and many other things that cost money, such as marriage and birth. Marriage rates have gone down 22% from 1929. However, so far this year, things are looking brighter. The unemployment rate, along with the suicide rate, has gone down a little bit. This is most likely due to the election of a new president. There are many hopes for the new president and how he will help.
You've heard of the Great Depression, you've heard of the Hoover Dam, you've heard of Stanford University. Today I'm going to tell you how these things are connected. Before he was president, Herbert Hoover graduated from Stanford as an engineer. In 1928, America was in a booming economic time. Herbert Hoover was elected president of the United States. As president, his job was to build confidence in the country. But in October of 1929, the stock market crashed and America went into the Great Depression. He had the government spend money on construction and he hired Ray Wilbur from Stanford University as the Secretary of the Interior to be in charge of federal lands, including starting the construction of the Boulder Dam. In 1932, there was another presidential election. Franklin D. Roosevelt ran for president. People still blamed Hoover for the Depression, so Roosevelt won the election. In 1936, the large dam in America was completed. Some people called it the Boulder Dam, but Ray Wilbur called it the Hoover Dam on the paperwork, so the name was officially Hoover Dam.
As you all know by now, today Franklin Delano Roosevelt is giving his inaugural speech. Let's take a look back at how he got to this point. The main problem of this election was the Great Depression, which started October 24, 1929, when the stock market crashed. During this time, people were constantly losing jobs, making the unemployment rate rise to 25%. Drought in the Midwest was caused due to over-cultivation, and many people began living on the streets. When people began hearing that Franklin D. Roosevelt was running for president and that he was determined to take the United States out of this horrific depression, they were eager to vote for him for president and to see what he could do for the country. When the election came out, Roosevelt, with his hopes and plans for getting out of the Great Depression, was preferred over Hoover. Roosevelt came out above Hoover with 473 electoral votes in 42 states compared to Hoover's 59 electoral votes in 6 states.
If you're depressed, and if you're a nerd, and if you think camels are super cute, swing down by the corner and buy yourself some camel cigarettes.
If you're depressed, buy yourself some cigarettes.
FDR was the fifth cousin of Theodore Roosevelt and spent 3 years as a lawyer and then decided to follow his cousin's footsteps and lead in the public office. Franklin D. Roosevelt was inaugurated outside the east wing of the U.S. Capitol and was pronounced as the 32nd President of the United States on March 4th, 1933. He used the same Roosevelt family inaugural Bible that was printed in 1686. It wasn't hard for the Roosevelt to defeat Hoover. He was blamed for starting the Depression in the first place. Roosevelt proposed that he would lead the U.S. out of the Great Depression. A main theme in his speech was to declare war on the Great Depression. 3 months after Roosevelt's fourth inauguration, he died at the age of 63 due to a cerebral hemorrhage. Afterwards, the 22nd Amendment was printed saying that a president could only serve for 2 terms, while Roosevelt served for 13 years.
Thank you for tuning in to Channel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 News, where hopefully Roosevelt will fix the Great Depression. Thanks for joining us, and remember, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.